Finally, thousands of people in Athens stage a rally during the Euromed summit there to protest against the Greek government's adoption of tough EU policies. General Secretary of the Communist Party of Greece has come down heavily on the government and the summit.
A man is known by the company he keeps, and those accompanying Mr. Tsipras make their own people bleed in their countries with anti-popular measures they take, just like the Greek government does. I have no illusions that the EU can become better with the summit of the Southerners and any declaration of Athens.
The protesters were mostly members of the All Workers Military Front. The anti-austerity protesters chanted anti-capitalist slogans. The EU Med Summit is a meeting of leaders from southern European countries discussing Mediterranean issues.
Leaders arrive at the Med Group Summit of European Mediterranean countries. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras welcomes the prospect of a progressive shift in mainstream EU policy and hopes for an expanding alliance of the countries most affected by perpetual austerity, public debt and the complications of the refugee crisis, all issues central in the summit's dossier.
Our common goal is for the coherence of the Eurozone and the EU to overcome the deadlock of today's Europe, for a new vision for the future of Europe, which I think is more necessary than ever. Our countries have lately been disproportionately affected by the economic crisis. They are the first in line in the Schengen zone and experience the pressure of migration and refugee flows.
Austerity cannot last forever, and Europeans must realize that we cannot move forward based only on memories. We also need a strategy for the future.
During the summit, Greece called for growth-friendly measures, a better targeted use of EU funds, and legislation that protects workers' rights. The summit comes only a few months after the recent Brexit vote, and while Mediterranean EU leaders are trying to enhance cooperation at state level and assess the future of a fragile European Union.
We need a program for growth, and it is important to send a message of cohesion at a time of Brexit and the rise of populism in Europe.
At the end of the Med Group meeting, all attending heads of state and governments signed the Athens Declaration, a text that paves the way for deeper collaboration between the southern European countries led by Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The next Med Group meeting will soon be held in Portugal.
We have an obligation to submit our own approach to handling and overcoming the challenges we face. We do not aspire to be yet another initiative that divides Europe.
The Med Group summit is expected to set the tone in EU politics, to bring about political solidarity against austerity, as well as a humane and responsible program for refugees. Austerity or growth is the Greek motto during this summit, and it comes at a time when the need for drastic change in European mainstream financial and social policies is most urgent, as is a visible way out of a long-standing crisis. Konstantin Venizelos, Press TV, Athens.